We will entitle ourselves to good favors. We will entitle ourselves to heavenly approach. You could just imagine that it's like those higher energies are coming down as we are rising up, so that it's like a meet and greet. So what I'm literally seeing is, just imagine a meet and greet. It's like you get the invitation, you show up, it's all available for you. So as we receive this offering, as we receive this kindness of empowered gesture, in other words, this is about power. This isn't about just going about your day, having a lovely afternoon. This is about bridging the gap between yesteryear and tomorrow, to really come into our claim, to really come into our higher status, to really come in to our ascended grace. So as the energies come and offer provisions, it is for our entitlement. And I literally see us, it's so beautiful. It's almost like costume day. So imagine like someone showed up with all these like beautiful costumes, and it's like, you can have whatever you want. You can try on whatever you want. You want to get into this emphasis and this feeling of privilege. Not privilege is like, oh, I'm privileged versus another, but simply privilege of recognizing that there's endowment. They're showing me the card of destiny, that there's an endowment that is being offered to you in the now moment. Now, we have grace, and when I kept talking about grace, I really wasn't kidding. There is grace to be experienced. So it's not like life's not going through some interesting turnstiles. It is. It is. And as it is, we are going through interesting turnstiles of evolved status. So this is really about rising to the occasion in terms of witnessing our own true inheritance. And when I said inheritance, I literally saw all this like sacred energy just swarming around us. So it's here for the taking. It's here for the luxury. It's here for your consent. Now, when I say your consent, it's because it's about you permitting yourself to go beyond. So just think about someone that's like transitioning. You have the I know it's a weird example, but that's what they're presenting me with. You have the awareness that their spirit travels on, and it's a very comfortable, natural occurrence. It's like, you know, they're going towards the light. You know that they're ascending, and you wouldn't expect anything else. So what we're doing in the body, in the form, in this incarnation, is permitting that ascension process. And so it's for you to really understand what is coming to you, what is being offered to you, as you will stand up in grace, as you will stand up in true ownership. So the true ownership, back to the, remember the costumes, remember the clothing. It's like trying on a new jacket, trying on a new skirt, allowing and permitting yourself to ascend beyond common occurrence. Now, what they mean by that is that linear lifestyle. So imagine, again, no error, no judgment, but if you have, like they're saying, like a grouping in a small town where everyone thinks the same, everyone holds the same values, and if someone should step up, speak up, it's not always well received, because it's like you're shaking the foundation, the ground in which their culture, their lifestyle is established. So if someone's like a new thinker, they're probably best off packing up and going to the big city. So what we're doing is very similar in that we're releasing ourselves from the assimilation of past occurrence. In other words, relieving ourselves of it's like we're at the finish line, relieving ourselves of that linear focus where everyone attends to the same ideology. Everyone's like, oh, this is scary. Oh, this is difficult. It's not that there aren't twists and turns. For certain, there are. But what's occurring is, oh gosh, it's like, oh God, the way I can explain it is the show Hamilton, where it's like the stage shifted. So it's not like the people had to shift. The stage under them shifted and changed. That's what's occurring for each of us as we will receive, as we will allow. In other words, we're moving into a new dimensional awareness, a new timeline, a new allocation of truth. Now, what's important to understand is this has been predetermined all along, and I literally have everyone's guides, masters, and teachers, higher selves, like everybody is in attendance right now, supporting this delivery, because this is why we're here. This is the reason we stand out. For those that it's like, I never did fit in, I always felt different, I like all the stories that we've been telling each other, it's because we were here, we are here to emphasize grace. In other words, to promote a new signaling, a new passage, a new resurrective value. So when you think about the energies of the time of miracles or the resurrection, it's exactly what has been prophesied and what's been promised to us through us. Now that's the important part, because we're not looking to be saved by others. We're stepping out of this victim, here in my arms, come rescue me, come save me. And we're taking divine ownership. We're taking like understanding of our mastery, and we're stepping into our work boots. Now, when I say work, I don't mean they really are on me about this. It's not work in terms of struggle. It's application. It's mindful consent, where you release the strongholds of the past, you release mass consciousness, and you permit yourself to come climb on board. So when I say climb on board, again, it's like adorning that new grace, adorning that new allocation, adorning that new emphasis. Excuse me. So as we will allow that graceful descent, in other words, we're merging with our divine self. We're merging, so it's not that we're saving others where we're going down and pulling others that are struggling or using our energy to work through all of their struggle. Excuse me, what we're doing is we're holding the new appointment. We're holding the new value. And so as we hold that new intention, as we hold that new designation, it's like we're a tuning fork. We hold the new station in life. And so as we do this, and as each of us do this on a regular, continual basis, we grow in emphasis, we grow in strength, we grow in inference, where we can tap into higher claims, higher truths. We source new direction. So as the energies come forth, it's for each of us to claim this new arrival. Now this will make shifts in terms of our own pocketbook. And so what they mean by that is it's like in our own everyday affairs, because we're climbing the mountain with courage. And the mountain, again, is a vibrational alignment. So as we move into a new alignment, as we move into our proper station, we shift what we perceive of to be the world, because remember, it's a dream of consciousness. And as we choose to know ourselves in our true alignment, we open up to our heavenly consent. We open up to our best. We open up to mercy. We open up to grace. It's due to our own choice making. Nobody can make it for us. So this is the kind of work where, can I go to a healer and can they, you know, bring me to resurrection? No. The answer is no. It's for each of us to open up in a steady pace to our own inheritance. And so as we do this, as we offer ourselves to the miracle, as we offer ourselves to the advantage, we come upon that which has been an interference. And so it's important to acknowledge that there's like a rhythm to this. There's a heave-ho. But as we do this, to recognize that we have the tools, we have the capability to like sign off and release the old emphasis, the old, they're saying small change. Now this is very relevant, because some of us we still have this, like, a little bit of the grasping. This is what I want in the linear. If you can just help me get this, then I'll be fine and dandy. You want to be aware that what this is that you think that you really, really want, allow it to be interchanged for something grander, for something greater. Because remember, you can always only have that wish list to the degree that you have signaled readiness. In English, depending on what you've opened up to. So who you are in your vibrational readiness has these predetermining gestures, what it is you think you would like. But as you permit yourself to move into that evolved status of grace, permit promotion. In other words, you're going to see beyond. You're leaving that small town where you were tethered to old outlooks, outpouring of old consciousness. And so as we signal the new earth that's being established through our own energy fields, it's for us to allow those new introductions. Because we have presence coming to us. We have heavenly consent that's reaching us that's honestly going to blow our mind. We don't understand, 100% yet, who we are, what we're capable of. When you come to groupings where it's like, okay, the masters are bringing forth channeling, please pay an introduction to your own highest claim. Because you're coming to allow that master appearance of your own divine essence to be claimed, to be heard, to be realized. These things and more ye shall do. So we've all read that in the Bible. We've heard about that. Well, this is what's coming to be. These things and more ye shall do. So it's for us to wake up to our heavenly best, our heavenly consent. And so it's allowing that which we've been clinging to, remember the old town, to fall by the wayside and open to our divine inheritance. So this is like someone's healing with stones, or I don't know how you're doing your healing. It's all very nice and you're counting how many clients and trying to pay your bills. When, as you will allow truth to descend, you're suddenly going to open up to your multidimensional capacity, where just being in the room with you will get the job done. And they're saying, can you imagine that? Can you imagine holding the Christ energy? Can you imagine holding full endowment? Can you imagine all of those old beliefs that you've been struggling with, neurotic gestures? Imagine being lifted up beyond. This is the day of miracles. This is the day of true understanding. Miracles being, the miracle is us permitting ourselves, or showing me the oracle card of emotional control. So basically, we all have that. We're still holding on to the past tense, who we've been taught we are. As we release that with liberal pleasure, as we will delight in affording ourselves a place of resurrection, resurrection of consciousness, of new beginnings, permitting ourselves to release our old lifestyle. Imagine being offered, a $5 million home of your choice, whatever landscape you like. For me, I like the landscape more than the house part, but regardless, would you be willing to walk away from your current place of residence? So this is just a silly example to show the possibilities that are being afforded. And they're literally showing me, like, they're rattling our cage and they're showing me the infinity symbol. If you can imagine an infinity symbol, it's in light. It's almost, it's like light language. It's just like in light, but the most precious light you could imagine. it's light, like we don't have that kind of light in 3D. And that is being orchestrated on top of your crown chakra now for your release. To reabsolve yourself of past conditioning. What they specifically want to address is some of our grievances towards self. Many have been very liberal in terms of releasing others. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. We have been good stewards of the light, and even though it comes back now and then, we're starting to get the hang of it. They're saying good stewards indeed. Where we're still struggling as a whole is permitting ourselves to pass on, to relieve ourselves of that past conditioning of you should have, you didn't, you ought to. Now, as long as we still hold on to the past in any of those conditioned understandings, something where you're still angry at yourself, you're still punishing yourself for what has gone by. And they're saying, listen well, you still adhere to past consciousness. In other words, you cannot leave 3D if you're still attached to 3D. So we all say we're not. I mean, I can take a vote. I can send out an email. They all say, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to leave. So you really want to see if there's still any warrants out there for your arrest. Sent by you. Or sent by images of childhood, whatever it may be, but endorsed by you. So they're asking us to take all those summons, and I literally see it like, you know, pieces of paper, just like you got a parking ticket or whatever. Take all those summons, and now imagine the paper getting thinner and thinner, kind of like rice paper, or forget what you call it, that paper that you burn when you do feng shui, but very, like tracing paper, very, very thin. See it getting thinner and thinner. And then, just like in a feng shui ritual, see light suddenly dissolving it. Beautiful Christ white light. It almost looks like Tinkerbell. Just this magical, pure energy. Your commitment to the past will dictate where and how soon you arrive. We ask you, therefore, to walk this way, to be willing to be heard, to be willing to serve. As you serve the atonement, as you serve the resurrective claim, you come on board. It is waiting for you. We are ready and waiting. We have assembled here as you have dictated your readiness to know your truth. We ask you, therefore, to serve the light and liberal pleasure in each moment. In each moment, you have opportunity to refocus your energies as being one with Source, as being one with your holiness. We ask you, therefore, when you've noticed there are summons that maybe were stuffed in your pocket, maybe show up when you open a drawer, when someone calls you and reminds you of something, you would call it to be triggered. To release the trigger not on your old self, but to bring this opportunity to the light as you serve the light in all moments. Can you do that, dear ones? Are you willing to stand up for truth? To stand up means to resurrect your consciousness, to go beyond. This is the day and the time that you have each requested a helping hand, and we say the hands are many. As you release your past emphasis, your past belief of who you are, and you are willing to be shown the truth of your light, the truth of your mastery. Now, mastery is an interesting word. What does this mean exactly? It means you are no longer dictated by your old beliefs, the beliefs that you have learned, the beliefs that you have assimilated within this lifetime. You see, dear ones, you inserted yourself in this time, shall we say, for the purposes of resurrecting each of you. But you have gotten a little used to clinging to that which seems to be the customary manner. And so there is an outpouring of energy, of love, that is asserting your right to establish a new presence. You see, you do not need the new physical location to be in a new location. It is the administration of the heart in each moment, as you would water a favorite houseplant each day with tender, loving care. We ask you to administer to your own heart, to water your own heart, to bring all summons now and forever to the Christ light. And when you see another one suffering, guilt, you call it, to see those summons coming, flying, lifting out of their pockets, out of their mouths, out of their heart, being lifted up, for there to be no more dis-ease. We have your attention now, yes? Dis-ease, there seems to be a virus spreading. Remember, everything you witness on your timeline is symbolic of what is occurring in consciousness. So, it is for you to release this virus, to no longer be part of a dualistic existence. It is for you, dear ones, to herald in the truth. It is for you, dear ones, to hold the light. And as we cover you with the blanket of intention, it is our privilege to support and entitle each of you to your new way, to your new path, to show you the way of the heart, to live the rest of your days in light, in love. Now, as you do this, you will be offered, each of you, opportunities to demonstrate this new way of being. We ask you, therefore, to consider yourselves to be privileged indeed. Privileged to have found the truth, so you may show others, so you may guide others. But first you must find this new way, establish it. Come together in groupings often, whether as you are doing now or simply within your own heart, when you feel like you want to sit down and be one with higher awareness. Do not feel that you are doing this alone, dear ones, for there are many that are committed and are joining with you. Feel this joining. You are receiving your divine self, yes? And the divine self, and the divine self, in truth, there is one. You will feel this growing power. You will feel this growing awareness. It will guide you in all moments as you will realize that you are mastering this new offering, this new choice, this new version of existence. You are trying on those new costumes we spoke of. We ask you, therefore, to enjoy this transition. It is not an ending. It is a new beginning. Come under the favor of the light in each moment. Bow to your higher extension of your truest claim, of your truest entitlement. Seize this opportunity to release yourself of a life, of a paradigm that is to be an old choice, shall we say. As you commit to the way of the light, as you commit to the way of the heart, you will be offering this kindness to many, many that do not know, many that are on the brink of making new discoveries themselves. Do you understand the power? Do you understand the gift that you are entitled to? In each moment, you are performing a miracle. You are a miracle. Can you treat yourself as such? Can you release those old summons? Some of them are quite old, yes. They are yellow. They have the faded ink. Release them now, dear ones, and permit yourself advancement. Permit yourself to know your truth in all ways. We will continue to support. We honor your every step, your every breath. Each time you seek to know the truth, imagine a legion of angels that rush to support. Do you understand, therefore, the value that you hold? For you are claiming a new lifestyle, a new possibility. Think not there is ever an average day or an idle thought. Think always that you are mastering your new world. And so it is. So they're asking us to take a moment in prayer and thanksgiving of our newly arrived awareness as we see ourselves anew, as we see ourselves as risen. Risen in new awareness, risen in new entitlement. So do we change our world, our life, our understanding. And we offer this to all the brethren, all the brothers and sisters, so that they can awaken from the darkness of their own understanding of self. To come together in community, to solve problems from a higher awareness. We do this, we offer this choice as we honor our path of light, our hope, a true understanding. So they're asking us to take a moment and to receive this grace, to really receive ourselves in a place of honor. When they were saying privilege, it's like we are privileging ourselves. We are recognizing that it's time to take an evolutionary step forward. And we do that with gladness. And we do that with like love and honoring of our truth and realizing this is why we came here, why we each inserted our energy into this timeline. So if we will each simply hold the intention to receive this light, to receive this offering, to come to know ourselves in our new creation. Understanding that new creation means that we can release what our ego has taught us or shown us, that we can recognize the truth. And as we each commit to this truth. This truth is like, I literally see like if you were just breaking a twig. It's breaking ties with the past. It means breaking ties with that which we have endured. Realizing that the shadow we see outside, the darkness we see outside, is just mirroring that part of our energy that has been committed to what we would call ego. We're not trying to heal anything out there. We're coming into our own witness, into our own entitlement. And as we do that, we heal the world. So let us take another moment of prayer where we offer that to all of our witnessing. That means all the summons, all of the static cling is what my higher self calls it, but it's just neurotic tendencies, guilt, whatever it may be, generational energies, whatever it may still feel like is in need of clearing and healing in your own personal understanding of self. And then as we do this, we see this entering the collective for all to witness. This would include all politicians in positions of making decisions affecting others, as well as all those that are going to be open to inspiration, new ideas that are coming to the earth, waiting for someone to receive. Because remember, the higher dimensions are offering ideas of promise. So it's waiting for ones to receive. So as we offer this light, as we hold this light, it makes it that much easier for all of us. I see like cherry picking, for all of us to receive those inspired awarenesses, both for ourselves and all others that are ready to step into the light, into saying like this predetermined. In other words, they came here to perform works, to bring forth new ideas. And so as we hold this intent, we bring forth that emphasis of light for all to use. Beautiful, beautiful. So much power, so much light, so much love. Love that we are willing to emphasize, we're willing to embody. And it's strengthening us. Just so you know, this strengthens our auric field, by the way. keeps you afloat, keeps you in a high vibrational plane, keeps you healthy, in other words, so that we can fulfill our mission, fulfill our goals. Okay, so now what we are going to do is see how